Essay 78. The New System of Science. In an era of sudden intellectual progress, its pure ideas must be accompanied by a new system of education, because the old system, by its very structure, will attempt to darken the Enlightenment. This type of reaction has been seen many times in the history of ideas. The most brutal suppression has occurred in the arena of politics, and almost always the tyrants are overthrown. 1,000 years ago, the Church became the dominant political power in Europe, after remote but brilliant exile in places like Iona. It was challenged by humanism and the Renaissance. A renewed questioning and the new undogmatic ideas were put over most brilliantly on the stage by Shakespeare, a questioning and entirely unbiased mind. His contemporary, Francis Bacon, evolved a system whereby ideas were tested against nature, by data, and not against each other. The most savage wars in human history are wars of dogma against dogma. Science was designed by Bacon to be free of such troubles, until our times. The use of media propaganda had corrupted the Baconian ideal to the point where progress could no longer be made in the old way, because the old system blocked and censored progress and became intolerant, inward-looking, and ossified. Even when refuted to the satisfaction of literally millions of intelligent readers, a tiny Politburo hung on to the past and locked themselves as idols in Plato's cave. These were idols with teeth. Any critic was attacked personally, the very thing that Bacon warned against. This savage suppression of honest scholarship, the savage suppression of clear thought, was broken down completely in the dawn of the Age of Information and Enlightenment, the like of which has never been seen before and which has taken place in the last decade. This is an enlightenment based on the computer and on communication by computer. Every fact is there now for all to see. Each can judge for himself. The facts can be tested by computer. There is no room for human error. The tedium of calculation no longer dominates the scholar's work. The scholar can concentrate on ideas, ideas which challenge the dogma. These new ideas are read by tens of millions, however abstract and difficult they may seem to be. There is a thirst for knowledge as never before, and the universities follow the new ideas as never before. The ideas come from without the ivory tower and knock on the ossified ivory door. In the words of Yeats, "What is that roar above the sea's roar?" It is possible in this dawn of enlightenment to know exactly how ideas are being received, whether they are ignored and not read at all, or whether they are being read by millions. In the case of the new unified physics known as ECE theory, the ideas are read by millions, are already recognized as national treasures, and will be read by tens of millions more over the coming decades. So the waters of knowledge have overflowed. The obvious inference and converse is that there was little knowledge before the flood. The ideas of Baconian enlightenment had withered in the desert sands. The reason for this is that dogma had again prevailed over knowledge, or science. The older ideas and older system had intertwined like briars which withered for lack of sustenance. The tangled undergrowth would let no one through, and withered to a desert. The new system of teaching is based on instant communication. Knowledge ought to be communicated instantly. It may or may not be read or listened to, but the computer has shown that the new unified physics has been read constantly around the world in the last decade. It is read within the ivory walls. Its scholarship is catalogued and archived, and it is tested against data, not against dogma. The old system has failed to answer. It has been refuted endlessly, and all it has been able to do is to stalk around the darkness of the cave. Knowledge is no longer the privilege of lurking idols. It is shared out amongst those most able to appreciate it, those with unbiased minds. Almost inevitably, these are young minds. But all generations have accepted the new enlightenment. The most valuable advance made in the past decade is to bring complete objectivity to the assessment of theory by constant use of accurate scientometrics. No longer is it possible for any inflated propagandist to dismiss a refutation. If this dismissal is attempted with silence, the refutation multiplies greatly in intensity. Questions begin to be asked why an incorrect theory must be supported by millions of our own hard-earned wealth.